Light is known as darkness. Salawat bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. When light is not there, then darkness is there. When knowledge is not there, ignorance is there. So when light is not there in darkness, what happens? The thieves, they come down when it is dark, when nobody can see them. Nobody can know what they are doing. They need darkness. Then nobody notices them because they are scared. Similarly, in religion also, if our heart, our mind and our soul are enlightened, then shaitan cannot penetrate us. Shaitan is like a thief coming down into us, and out of our ignorance, he distracts us and deviates us from the right path, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can we stop shaitan? The smallest, easiest way is acquiring knowledge and understanding of deen. Knowledge is not information. Information is a different thing, and knowledge is a different thing. Like, shaitan had too much information. But when you don't apply the information, that is just information. When you are able to apply that information, that is called knowledge. Like, for example, say, somebody tells you that you donate $100 to the mosque, and you will get $1,000, and you are sure about it. What you will do? You will try to grab it from your mom, from your dad, from your friends, from your saving box, from your accounts, from anywhere. You will try to bring that $100 and give it to the mosque so that you get $1,000. You will do that. Yes, everyone will do that. Similarly, if we are sure about what Allah has promised us is better than what we have got in this world, that time we will invest everything in that business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be sure about that, we need enlightenment, we need knowledge, and we need understanding. And before that, we need to clean our heart from the attacks of shaitan. Shaitan is like a fungus. Shaitan is like a virus. Shaitan is like a cancer which comes into our mind and it makes its home there. If shaitan makes its home there, like cancer, what happens? It takes the blood from our body, it takes energy from our body, it takes the power from our body, and it creates something where our body in the end dies. So shaitan does the same thing in our mind. He takes our thoughts, our visions, and it starts working on us. And shaitan is a very, very hard working being. You know, when we are sleeping, shaitan is working. When we are working, shaitan is working. You tell shaitan, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah." He runs away. Then he comes back. And he tells us according to ourselves. If you are praying, for example, say, shaitan will never come and tell you, "Don't pray." Shaitan will come slowly to you. See, listen, you're tired. It's still 1 hour left for prayers. So you sleep now. You sleep, and after half an hour you get up, then you say your prayers, you will be more fresh, so your prayer will have more sawab. See, he comes and he talks to you like you, because he knows that you don't want to miss the prayers. He will say, delay it. And when you delay it, you sleep for half an hour, when you wake up, "Oh my God, I missed the time for prayers." You know, what I missed? Not just prayers. I missed to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one prayer, what happened? That put in my mark, a red mark. That means I didn't pray regularly. A regular prayer is the one, the person who prays regularly is the one who prays all the prayers on perfect time. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, the best action, adaw salati ala awqatiha, to pray on exactly the time of the prayers. Again, what I was telling the children, self-control is the most important thing to move on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Children, small kids, they try it with candies. What are our candies? We have got our own candies. How can we try? Give me any example, the older ones. Yes, give me any example. How can we try to gain, what exercise we can make? We can make an exercise for our own selves to try and get self-control. The older ones, how will you do? Yes? For example, somebody there says something wrong and shaitan comes and react to him. Why? He doesn't want moment to be united. So he wants you to react. What you do? You stop yourself. I'm not going to react now. I react later on, tomorrow or day after tomorrow. After day after tomorrow, 2 days, you will calm down. When you will again think what happened, you will realize that you also made some mistakes. It's not one-sided mistake. Or he was not in a good mood and you tried to joke with him. He was stressed somewhere and you did something wrong to him and that exaggerated the situation and that happened. So this is one way. Sometimes you want to backbite. You don't like a guy and you want to say backbite. Now what? That's the time to have self-control. Stop yourself. Can I stop myself? No. If I can't, I need a self-control if I want to walk till that door. If my hands, my legs, my mind, my body, my soul is not in my control, I can't walk till that door. So how can we cover the path or sirat-e-mustaqim if we don't have self-control? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with his special blessings in acquiring self-control and moving on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become the true supporters of Imam al-Zaman, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. For the senior ones, any questions? The junior ones.